If you are parenting or working with teenagers and feel like you need some help, I have a great event to tell you about today. The Family Summit is coming up Thursday, April 21st. It'll run from 8 in the morning to 7:30 at night. It is at the Summit on West Rudisill Boulevard, the old Taylor University campus, and it's brought to you by Lifeline Youth and Family Services and Crosswinds. Joining me now to talk about it is Lifeline CEO Mark Terrell. Mark, always good to have you on the broadcast.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for allowing us to get the information out on the event on the 21st. The interesting thing is we've had some donors come forward, and the cost of the event is actually free. If someone wants to contribute $10 or $15 to the event, that's great. But we have all of the tickets scholarships. If that would help people, we really want families there.
And what an opportunity! So let's talk about this. You know that we here at WFCV and Bot Radio Network are huge fans of your ministries, Lifeline and Crosswinds, and we're going to talk about those here in just a second. But I want to talk about the Family Summit. Your keynote speaker is Mark Gregston, who our listeners know from the Parenting Today's Teens radio show. All right, so what's he going to be talking about?
Well, you know, we've asked him to come in. We just felt, I've met Mark, I've been to Texas, I've been to his facility there, and could not have been more impressed with not only he does in his facility, but the things that he's written. And he really has, I think, today's teen culture and what families are going through really mapped out as well as anybody in today's culture. And he's going to be speaking three times at our event. And he's going to be talking about teen culture. He's going to be talking about parenting issues, real things. Our idea is to have this conference, not something that you get and you walk into and you walk away, that was really good, and how do I use it? We want this to be an event that parents can come to, or people who work with children and families come away from and says, I can use this material. And I really felt like Mark was the right one to do that.
Well, no doubt. And if you've ever listened to his broadcast, this guy's terrific. He's here on Bot Radio Network, and we love being able to welcome him to town. By the way, if you want to register this event, you can find out more information about it by going to lifelineyouth.org and just click on the Family Summit tab, or you can go ahead and go straight to the ticketing page, familysummit.eventbrite.com. Bright in that title, by the way, is B-R-I-T-E, if you're not familiar with Eventbrite. So again, it's familysummit.eventbrite.com. Loved this idea when I heard about it, and when my general manager told me about it and said, hey, this might be a good thing to talk about on your show. Mark, where did the idea for this come from? I can't remember anything like this ever happening in Fort Wayne before.
You know, it was interesting. I had gone to an event, kind of a business forum that Little Creek puts on, that, you know, the national thing, and I was so impressed, and I was actually there, and I was really praying about, man, this is the kind of thing that we need to do for families, and I had not communicated that to anyone, and literally probably a month later, I was in a meeting with the people from the summit, and they came to me and said, Mark, we have this idea that we would like to do a family seminar here in Fort Wayne, and they explained exactly what I had been thinking, and they said, just give me a second. Okay, I'll do it. So what? Because I've decided, let's do it. And I explained to them, I really felt like God had laid that on my heart as well. And that's really where the idea came from. It's kind of a, they had been laid on their heart and our heart, because we are passionate about family. You know, we really believe the family is really, we can do all these other things, but the family unit, the strength of the family, has a greater impact on income or our economics and what has to do with our health of our community or the behavior or even education. The family is the key component. And so that's really where the idea came from. And then it really fit our mission at Lifeline Crosswinds, which is really to restore, reclaim, and rebuild the family.
The Family Summit is coming up Thursday, April 21st. It's going to run from 8 in the morning to 7:30 at night. Cost absolutely free. There's no cost to this. It's going on at the Summit on West Rudisill Boulevard. That's the old Taylor Fort Wayne campus. Lifeline Crosswinds is organizing this whole thing in association with the good folks at the Summit. And you can find out more information by going to lifelineyouth.org and clicking on the Family Summit tab. Or you can go ahead and sign up by going to familysummit.eventbrite.com. Family familysummit.eventbrite.com. And it's going to be more than just Mark Gregston. We mentioned that he's going to be the keynote speaker. Can you give me an idea, Mark, of some of the other speakers involved and what they're going to be talking about?
Oh, absolutely. We have speakers that are coming in and talking specifically about the whole issue of suicide. In Indiana, we're the number two state in the country on children considering suicide. We're number one on them acting out on it. So we have a group coming in talking about suicide. We have a gentleman named Phil Ludwig coming from California who is coming to talk to us about helping families prepare for girls literally to be actually prepared for prostitution. And you think about that, you think, oh, come on, it's Indiana. Well, the United States is the number one place in the entire country that talks about that. And we have people coming in and talking about forgiveness and the whole issue about how families need to forgive. So everything is geared specifically. We have people also from Lutheran Foundation coming in and talking about when you have a question about a need in our community, where do you go? They come up with a software called Look Up that is going to allow families to go on there, hit a button, and get information and not feel hopeless. Again, everything, like I said, is geared toward the family today, whether it's forgiveness, giving them tools that they can walk away with, thinking errors. I mean, it's just, we're just very, very excited. We have people from, I think right now, probably 12 different organizations. We want this to be a community event. This isn't a Mark Carroll event or a Lifeline event or CrossFit event. We're doing a lot of the heavy lifting right now. We want this to be a community event, and we're already preparing for next year's event. We're hoping to have anywhere between 300 and 400 people at this event. And again, we want this to be kind of a beginning, so something we feel like can really make a difference in Northeast Indiana. We really feel like in Indiana, but we feel like we're starting, and we'll see where God takes it.
Yeah, well, that's why I was going to ask you, was whether this was going to be a one-time thing or whether you could see it becoming a yearly event. So your hope would be that this becomes an annual event?
Absolutely. We want it to be an annual event. And one of the things we're doing, I've never done a conference, so I've got some great people helping me. And I'm thinking, man, I have a lot of new appreciation for people who do this. It's a lot of work. The summit and ourselves, actually, we got together yesterday and had a conversation, and we are both 100% on the same page. We are already preparing for the speaker next year. I'm not sure it's been completely confirmed, but we're talking to a gentleman that wrote The Love Languages and how that affects families, and we are absolutely committed to doing this and making this a community event and making it something really people look forward to and helps families in our community.
Awesome. Love it. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Family Summit. First time that this has happened in Fort Wayne. It's going to be Thursday, April 21st from 8 in the morning to 7:30 at night. You can go for the whole day. You can go just for the 5:30 to 7:30 evening session if you want. It's going to be at the Summit on West Rudisill Boulevard. Most of you know where that is. Mark Terrell is my guest. He's the CEO of Lifeline and Crosswinds, which is, as he said, doing the heavy lifting on this community event. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to lifelineyouth.org and click on the Family Summit tab. You can go ahead and register. The event's absolutely free. You can register by going to familysummit.eventbrite.com, familysummit.eventbrite.com. Mark, I want you to talk a little bit about your organization. Lifeline has been around for a long time, and that continues to grow. Crosswinds, you just started not that long ago, and it may be a name that a lot of people still are not that familiar with. Can you distinguish the difference between the two, and then share your overarching vision for what these organizations can serve as catalysts for in Northeast Indiana and beyond, because I think that's really an exciting vision.
Well, thank you very much. And I would say this, most people know who Lifeline, or might know Lifeline, mm-hmm. than they do Crosswinds. Lifeline's been around since 1968 and really spent most of its time in the what I would call the residential services area, working with kids and families that found themselves in the court system. And we've done that again since 1968. And that's kind of what we did. That was kind of our foundation. in the year 2000, we started realizing we were not being as successful as we wanted, and said, how are we going to make this better? How are we going to do this better? Instead, we created a thing called home-based services, where we go into the home and work with the entire family. Well, today, this week, we're in 3,000 homes a week all across the state of Indiana, going into homes, working with the entire family. And it is the thing that I'm most excited about, because we are seeing the biggest difference in families that are in the court system. So let me transition to Crosswinds. I've been getting phone calls for 23 years from families saying help, and they're not in the court system. We created Crosswinds to work with families and children that are not in the court system. We want to get to them before the court system. Isn't that a novel idea to think, let's get to them before they get in the system? And what we've done in Crosswinds literally has been the exact same thing. We actually work with families in their homes. They don't have to go to a church. They don't have to go to a counseling service, even though those are great places. But a lot of people are not getting the help they need purely because they're never going to go into that waiting room. And we literally send counselors or coaches, therapists into a home, whether it's a marriage issue or addictions issue or a child issue, and it literally is exploding, Mark. It is probably the thing that I'm most excited about, because it is about, we are a faith-based organization. We believe God is the answer, but he's allowing us to go into homes every single week. Whether you're poor, you're middle class, whether you're rich, it doesn't matter. The barriers are the same. People are not going because they're embarrassed. They're not going because they don't know where to turn, or they're not going because of pride and ego, and we've eliminated that. And we believe that Crosswinds will be bigger than Lifelines in the next 5 years. And someone says, well, what does that mean? Lifelines budget is almost $23 million.
Mm-hmm.
Crosswinds started 2 years ago. And it's not that Lifelines not growing, but God is showing favor to Crosswinds and is showing favor to what we think this community needs. The Lutheran Foundation gave us a very large grant, because they want and they believe in Northeast Indiana. They believe this is the key to changing our community, changing our state. And I have a big goal. I mean, I believe that what we're doing can have a tremendous impact, not just on Fort Wayne, not just in Northeast Indiana. I believe what we're talking about can change our country. And I had a gentleman once say, Mark, you don't believe that. And I said, I don't say anything I don't believe. And that's why this family summit is so important. You know, bring your family, bring your neighbor, because you want to help them, or come just because you want to learn a new skill. We believe this is the beginning to really changing our country, and that's just a little goal.
LifelineYouth.org. Click on the Family Summit tab when you go there if you want to find out more information. Again, the Family Summit is going to be at the Old Taylor Fort Wayne campus. It's now called the Summit, on West Rudisill Boulevard. An all-day event, Thursday, April 21st. Mark Gregston from Bot Radio Network program Parenting Today's Teens is going to be the keynote speaker, and it's an absolutely free event. If you're parenting teens, if you work with teens, this is an absolute essential. Again, it's being put on by Lifeline Youth and Family Services and Crosswinds. And if you want to sign up, you can go to that website, lifelineyouth.org. You can learn more about Mark and what he's doing there, or you can just go ahead and sign up by going directly to the ticketing page, familysummit.eventbrite.com. Mark, so excited to hear about everything that's going on. You know I love you and what you're doing. Thanks so much for setting aside the time.